Well, today the coaching staff, we worked on really the corrections of Chicago and Minnesota, and really kind of laid out our fundamental emphasis for the week going into next week. But yes, our Miami preparation has started. Players are off until Monday, and then we will start on, we will start Monday with the corrections from both these last two games and get a head start on Miami. Excuse me?
Speaking of Chicago, Minnesota, what was the big jump in run defense from Chicago?
I think it's like everything you're trying to improve on. It really comes down to the fundamentals most of the time. Some of the things that we did differently, you played against two different offenses. Just the way that the patterns that we saw in the run game in the Chicago game were obviously different than the ones we saw against Minnesota last night.
Do you have an update on Tone Jones?
He has an ankle sprain, and I'm not sure if he'll practice Wednesday. That's about where we are.
Any concern for him with Miami? Is it too early?
I'll know Wednesday if he practices.
A lot of the players talk about their dislike for Thursday games, but is it maybe a benefit for you guys? You and Minnesota are in the same boat getting ready for this game. Yeah. And now you get the few extra days to look at Miami and so on.
I like Thursday night games for a number of different reasons. But, more importantly, you're going to play in at least one year now. So I've always enjoyed the Thanksgiving game. I always felt that it served as a kind of a mini bye week for your football team. So, and just really, after what we've been through, 5 weeks, and particularly the last 3 weeks to have these three division games, this is a perfect time for a mini bye. So I think this came at the right time.
Mike, usually when you've gone into these semi buys or buys, you've been beat up, you're just hoping to get Jackson back.
Well, I don't even know why we got to talk about that, right?
Well, just in the standpoint that you feel like you can do more with the guys than you've been able to do, coming back out of this thing.
Well, the biggest thing in my opinion, training your football team, particularly going through the course of a season, is to create regularity. And that's something that we pay close attention to. So I think in my younger years, or earlier years as a head coach, you always look for an extra practice or an extra – and really the benefits really aren't there. I think you have to be really smart in getting your team into – the regularity, the pattern of what they get in, because these weeks just start flying by. So we got 3 weeks of playing every 7 days, and that's why we will not practice on Monday. But we're fortunate enough with our facilities that we can get so much done without going on the practice field. So that's a real bonus for us.
Mike, how important were these past 5 days in these two games? Not just to get the win, which is obviously important, but the way you got the win, getting back on track, and playing the football.
Well, quality football. I mean, to me, when you evaluate your football team, you look at your play style, which way you're going to play each and every day, and there's a standard there. Quality of play, you're always chasing quality of play to be higher, and then ultimately win the game. So our play style has been very consistent. Our quality of play is we have a lot of work to do there, and I think it's kind of – We're a team that just completed the first quarter of its season, so we need to get better. I mean, the fundamentals are not quite where they need to be, and we'll continue to work on that. And we're 3-2, so I mean that's really the reality of who we are as a team. And I'm excited about what's happened the last 5 days, to win at Chicago in big fashion, and to win last night in big fashion against two division rivals. That's what you're looking for.
Kind of along those lines, the idea is to kind of build throughout the season, isn't it? So I guess along those lines, do you like what you've built for the last 5 weeks?
Well, I think it's a nice thing. If you can, if you can draw a nice path to December football, it's really about building each week, getting better every day. There's a bunch of obvious cliches about, one game at a time. To me, it's more about one day at a time. We need to have our best Monday. We need to accomplish what what we accomplished, you know, Monday going into the Jets game, you know, coming off of a Thursday night game. So we need to do that better this time. You know, our Wednesday practices have been okay. You know, it's I thought this past week getting ready for Chicago was probably one of the better ones. Our Thursday practice before Chicago was outstanding. So I mean, those are the things that we focus on as a team, because it has to build. The flow has to go into the game the right way. I'm a big believer in that. Your preparation shows up in your performance.
Mike, Aaron came to you last night after, you know, a pretty good performance, even though maybe the numbers of attempts weren't there, and said basically the same thing, that there's more work to be done, you got to get better. Is that, when you have a veteran quarterback saying that, does that filter through the team, do you think, and maybe send a message that, hey, just because we won two games in 5 days, it's...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he speaks for the locker room. There's no question about it. He's, you know, he's won championships. He's been the MVP in the league. He knows what it takes. Yeah, he knows what it looks like. He knows what it feels like. But he also knows where we are. And we're all excited about what we can be.
Mike, when you saw that effort return on Fidel, just reemphasize how impressive that play was for a guy that big to be moving that fast.
Yeah, he might be working with the offense this week. I'm thinking maybe no, but they're just. I mean, what a great play, just unique, special, you know, athlete, particularly to do it at his age. So it's just great having him here. So.
Mike, you have Brad Jones up and healthy, but Lattimore stayed in there. Is he worked himself in a position to hold out of that job and stay put?
Yeah, Jamari's. I like the way Jamari's played, particularly coming from Chicago into the Minnesota game. So Jamari did some really good things last night. It's good to have Brad back. I thought Brad and Jamari both played well on special teams also. So once again, we're going to need more than 11. It's good to have Brad back out there, and Jamari's doing an excellent job.
I'm not sure if you guys have done the stats from last night, but have you ever had that many quarterback hits, do you think? I know the official stats had you for 16. I'm not sure what you guys came up with.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we had a lot, and you know, there was a lot of positive performances as far as, you know, we hand out game balls and things like that. And I couldn't tell you if it was the highest ever. I mean, it's clearly one of our best performances.
Mike, could you talk about the impact Tim Maste had on that game last night, and just what you thought of his performance, especially in those conditions?
Tim was excellent. I thought that was probably one of his best performances in his time here. Controlled the field position. Obviously, their return game was something we had respect for going into the game. So, Tim had a huge night.
In just the last couple of weeks, have you seen sort of a development, maturation of your defense at all? I mean, do you feel like you've made the kind of steps you need to make at this point? Are you on the right track?
Well, you think about it, you know, we gave up 10 points at Detroit. 14 last week and 10 last night. So, I mean, it's, you know, we're averaging 12. You give up 12 points a game in your division game. That's, you know, that's what you're looking for. So, and we can get better there. I think the flow of how we're using our players, it's really come together, and our substitution patterns are where they need to be. So, I think we definitely have gotten better on defense the last 3 weeks.
Two more, please.
I'm hopeful he'll practice Wednesday.
Same for Boykin?
Excuse me?
Same for Boykin?
Not sure.
How did you think Luther Robinson
did? He did some good things. You know, he jumped in there on a first third down. It was a little late getting off the ball. So, I mean, I guess that's, you know, your first play in your career. I remember, but obviously, you know, huge play, tipping the ball to Julius, intercepted. So, he did some good things. He'll definitely improve.